Former Pima Community College Chancellor Roy Flores announced in January that he would retire in December. He had heart problems and went on medical leave soon after that. But 2 weeks later, after the college's governing board rejected his recommendation to appoint Suzanne Miles as his replacement, Flores took his retirement offer off the table. And on February 29, the board unanimously voted to keep paying Flores the chancellor's salary of $288,000 until June 2013 while paying for an interim chancellor. Tuesday night, the governing board accepted Flores' third and final retirement date, set for June of this year. Scott Stewart is the governing board chair. He says Flores' back-and-forth retirement offers are unusual, but permitted by the board.
Under the circumstances, yes.
What are those circumstances?
I don't want to go into any specifics.
As first reported by Arizona Public Media last month, top administrators in the college were leaving at a very high rate because of Flores' leadership style, described as hostile and abusive. There were also allegations of sexual misconduct on Flores' part. Stewart says the college is investigating Flores.
I cannot say anything further than that.
A college spokesman says Flores is not available for interviews because he is still on medical leave. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.